Last week's terrorist attacks in Kenya are raising new security concerns here at home, specifically concerns about airline safety. Several senators have voiced worries that U.S. commercial aircraft are vulnerable to attacks by surface-to-air missiles, like those fired at the Israeli passenger plane in Kenya last week. Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chairman Richard Shelby warns a similar incident could happen here.
Let's be honest about it. There are thousands of these surface-to-air missiles around the world. You can buy them and you can transport them. A lot of them are not as accurate as others, but sooner or later, that's going to be one of the methods for the terrorists to hit.
Senator Richard Shelby speaking on Fox News. There are systems designed to defend against surface-to-air missiles. They're common on many military aircraft, and they're rumored to be installed on El Al planes. That's Israel's national airline. El Al won't comment, but Christopher Yates, editor of Jane's Aviation Security, says it's likely.
I happen to believe from relatively good sources that the majority of its major equipment, and I'm talking about 747s, do have the necessary equipment to deflect missile strikes or attempt to deflect.
How does this equipment work? How does one deflect a missile after takeoff from what, the rear of the plane?
Essentially, what happens is that when the aircraft detects that a missile has been launched, a warning beacon sounds in the cockpit to warn that a missile is incoming, and either automatically or triggered by the pilot of the aircraft itself, flares are sent out from typically the rear of the aircraft, and they have essentially a brighter signature in terms of infrared than perhaps the engines do, and the idea is to deflect the missile away from the engine itself. And strike the flare. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not.
Why don't more commercial airliners have this type of deflection equipment aboard? It would seem that it might be a very good investment to protect against stingers and other sorts of missiles.
Well, the likelihood of a civil airliner being attacked by a missile strike is very limited indeed. If we consider the number of aircraft that happen to be in the civil fleet worldwide, then we're talking about an awful lot of aircraft. We're talking about an awfully big number in terms of dollars to equip that civil fleet globally. Of course, if we look back to what happened in Kenya, there's some degree of conjecture about what type of weapon was used to attempt to attack that aircraft. I'm coming down to believing that we're talking about a rocket-propelled grenade here. Now, it's highly likely that that type of device does not have a heat-seeking head, hence the reason that those terrorists missed that aircraft last week.
Given that there seems to be so much evidence that various types of shoulder-launched missiles are out there in the world, do you think that there's going to be more pressure on various commercial airlines to carry something?
No, I think not. I think quite clearly there's an awful lot of this sort of technology out in the hands of people who really should not own that sort of technology. However, the possibility of using this sort of equipment against civil aircraft is fairly limited. If we look back over the last 30 years of civil aviation history, terror groups have tended toward the hijacking and holding hostage of a large number of people to forward whatever political aim they may have. They've also tended toward airline bombings on odd occasions, and we only need to cast our minds back in that respect to the UTA flight that came down over Africa, and before that to Pan Am 103 over Lockerbie in Scotland.
You mean that if you're a terrorist, it's actually easier to smuggle a weapon on board an aircraft than to try to target it from the ground?
Indeed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Yates.
Thank you.
Christopher Yates is the editor of Jane's Aviation Security.